The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome back. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. This week's question is from Cherry in Hong Kong, China. She would like to know, what does laundry detergent consist of? Red wine, egg yolk, gravy, lipstick, or chocolate? Every spot has its own chemistry. Not an easy task for a laundry detergent, getting a variety of spots out of your clothing just like that. It takes teamwork. Therefore, up to 30 different ingredients help to keep your laundry clean and bright. First of all, there are the surfactants. These so-called active washing agents cannot be missing in a laundry detergent. Their specialties are fatty spots like lipstick or ring around the collar. These surfactants dissolve the dirt particles and keep them suspended until they are rinsed away with water. Yet the surfactants cannot work without a softener. Water contains hard water deposits like chalk or lime. The more it contains, the harder it is. We don't need any hard water deposits to do the laundry. These chalk and lime deposits would combine with the surfactants, becoming so-called chalk soap that deposits itself in the washing machine and in our clothes. This would cause the surfactants to be ineffective. And here is where the water softeners come in. They make the water softer, creating an optimal working environment for the surfactants. The surfactants are of no use in fighting stains containing protein, like chocolates or egg yolk, for example. Therefore, they are supported by enzymes. Usually, enzymes steer the metabolism processes of living things. But when it comes to doing the laundry, these courier changers can also prove their qualities. They remove the spots by splitting the protein molecules. Color spots like coffee or red wine that neither surfactants nor enzymes can battle are confronted with bleach. Bleach removes the spots through oxidation. It reacts with oxygen and destroys the spot's color pigments. The spot virtually becomes more or less invisible. And when white laundry has turned a bit yellow, it is time for a visual lightener. Briefly said, it changes the reflection of light. What previously looked yellow seems to again appear white. And then there are the so-called dye transfer inhibitors. They surround washed away color pigments which are floating in the suds. This prevents recoloring of your white shirts if you accidentally threw in some red socks into your laundry. And the inhibitors also keep the dirt, once removed, from remaining as a gray film on your clothes, which would also make bright colors dull. And last but not least, the freshly washed laundry should also smell good. Perfumes and aromas make sure of that. So you see, laundry detergent is a well-organized system consisting of different substances. Knowing this, you could almost feel like a manager when you're doing the wash. Keep it clean till next week when you again have the chance to listen up. Ciao for now. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.